Welcome to the Retirement Ready Show. I'm Tony Drake, Certified Financial Planner with Drake & Associates, and we're excited to communicate in another format here, talk to retirees about all these various aspects of retirement, whether you're in retirement, within 5 years of retirement, looking to get educated and get a plan. Our goal here is to educate you on that process. Quick background on myself, born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, two incredible parents. Dad was a welder, making car frames, and mom worked on small engines in a factory. Learned some great middle-class, hardworking values from mom and dad, and I'm the oldest of three. I have a sister who lives in Madison, Wisconsin, with her husband and two kids, and my baby brother lives in Chicago. He's married with a daughter, and I now have three children myself. My oldest daughter is Alyssa. She just started college in Florida, and she is an incredible water skier. She recently won the U.S. Nationals and was invited by the U.S. team to compete in the World Championships. She took second place overall there, and they invited her back to compete in the Pan American Championships, where she brought home three gold medals. So a lot of our family time has revolved around her training and tournaments. My middle child is my son, Anthony. He is in high school. He's an avid sports fan. He's really intelligent, gets incredible grades, and really enjoys playing basketball and watching different sports. And Ava is the baby of the household. She's 12 and really the energy for us and the boss of the family, if you will, really into arts and crafts. And she's just a joy to be around and a ton of fun. But I love to cook. So oftentimes on the podcast, you'll hear us talking about cooking, even though you say, boy, Tony, I thought this was retirement podcast. We do get into cooking a bit. My grandma, both of my grandmothers were my heroes, but my mother's mom in particular loved to cook. So if you wanted to spend time with grandma, you were in the kitchen. And, you know, I really learned from grandma that cooking is a great expression of love and to show people that are important to you how you love them and have the opportunity to connect with them on a different level through food and family values and things of that nature. But I've been in the industry now for over 20 years. I started on the insurance side. Then I went back to school and got my license to manage money in the market and became a certified financial planner. But what I think is most unique about our firm is really the culture and how we approach our retirement planning, our retirement ready roadmap. And that can be a difficult topic for some folks. We meet some people and they're really well versed in this area. Other people, money, retirement, these kind of topics are really intimidating. And, you know, I think our parents can be great financial examples growing up. And some of us had great examples. Some of us didn't have great examples when it came to money and our families and how we learned. And it's just a topic that's not really taught in school. So one of my favorite parts about being a financial planner when we create a retirement-ready roadmap with the family, and this happens more often than you would think, sometimes people get emotional. They start crying, or sometimes there's just this joy and elation, and they get it. They see the plan for the first time, and they realize that the plan is about a lot more than just which stocks or which mutual funds am I going to pick. The plan has to be a lot more dynamic than that, and I think it's really important to understand that. So maybe a question you can ask yourself is, do you have a retirement and income plan? Now, here's the caveat that you understand. Do you have a retirement and income plan that you understand? And if you're not in your head, yes, then congratulations. But if you're not in your head, no, don't feel bad. You're in the vast majority of folks. Most people don't feel like they have a comprehensive plan that they understand, and they don't know how to protect their assets. They don't know where their income's going to come from, how they'll deal with nursing home costs if that, God forbid, comes up. And these are all important topics to tackle. So these are the type of topics that we like to educate people on and encourage people to think about developing a more dynamic retirement plan, a retirement-ready roadmap. And we think that your retirement needs to have a couple things to be consistent. There's really five key areas that we think you need to address. And certainly your investments, your portfolio is an important part of that. But we don't think that that's the entire plan. You also need to have an income plan. You want to know where your income's coming from what account and what order. You want to make sure you've addressed healthcare issues. How do I get to Medicare age from a health insurance standpoint? Once I get there, do I do Medicare supplements, Advantage plan? How do I deal with that? You want to have family concerns, right? Most of us are really concerned about our family, whether it's health and wellness, family continuity, succession planning, and tax planning. That's probably the area that we see missing from most folks' retirement plans, is they just haven't accounted for the taxes. And we know tax rates are going up. Strong argument that they may be going up even quicker than we anticipated with all the government spending that's going on. But I meet so many folks that have done such an incredible job saving in their 401ks and IRAs. But if you stop and think about it for a moment, that's not all your money. That has a big old IOU stamp on it from the IRS. So it's really important to implement those tax planning strategies so we can reduce that overall tax liability that you may be staring down, and something that you might have to think about. And incorporating a plan where all of these parts come together is so important. And that's the part that we see missing from so many financial plans. And the solution is going to be different. The retirement plan is going to be different for each family, but it's important to tackle it because you really want to think about all the people out there that are struggling to figure out this retirement chapter. Maybe you have a plan, but you're not confident in it. Maybe you say, I don't have a plan, but I really want to make sure I put that in place. So many couples we meet, one of the two is really dialed on the finances, but they're worried about their spouse. What happens if something happens to me first? I want to make sure my spouse is okay. And we hear it every day, Tony, I don't want the IRS to be the biggest beneficiary. So lots of great things you can do from a planning perspective, but it's really important to take that step, that complementary step to start to develop a plan. Ours is called the Retirement Ready Roadmap, and that's a complementary process to develop that. You've been listening to the Retirement Ready Show.